monsters from the basement.
Want a date? Going out? Looking for some action? This is Frankenhooker, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing. We are in North Carolina at the very first Mad Monster Party convention, and I'm here with the star of one of my favorite movies, Frankenhooker, Miss Patty Mullen. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Having fun here. I met somebody that has Frankenhooker tattooed on the back of his head. I love it.
So is this the first convention you've done?
It is. Very first one.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
I've had a lot of fun. I met a lot of interesting people here. Quite a few characters. I'm loving it.
Think you'll do more?
Absolutely.
Now, I know you started in modeling before you did Frankenhooker, right?
I did, many, many years ago in a land far away. Yes, I did. I was Penthouse Pet of the Year in 1988. And back in New York, and I worked for them for quite a few years. And then I did Doom Asylum. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Did you? And then Frankenhooker. Yeah.
What did you think when you first read the script for Frankenhooker?
I thought it was pretty funny. It is pretty funny. What a mind Frank Henenlotter has. I hope he writes another one. I'm on him about it. Hopefully he will.
Now, he also did Brain Damage and Basket Case. What was he like to work with?
Frank is... What's one word to sum up Frank? Energizer Bunny. All right, that's two words. That's him, though. He's really, really packed full of energy. I like the way he thinks.
Yeah, to come up with movies like that, he has to have quite an imagination.
I know. I heard him mention that he thought of it in a split second, like just sitting there waiting to go in, and he was actually there to talk about another movie he had, but this kind of popped into his head, and he ran with it, just like that.
Do you have any memories of making that film?
Lots of memories. Lots of great memories. I haven't... The only one I really speak to once in a blue moon is Frank. But hopefully I'll speak to James before too long. It's been a long time.
Was your makeup and outfit very uncomfortable?
No, not at all. Did you see me yesterday? I got into makeup here. Put a couple stitches on here. And I had the original wig. Makeup was, that was the most fun, actually, getting into that getup.
Now, how long did it take to film Frankenhooker?
It took about a summer. Yeah.
So you've got good memories of it, huh?
All good memories. Absolutely. Yeah, I'd do it again. He should do it again. Frankenhooker comes back.
The return of Frankenhooker.
Frankenhooker goes to Mars.
All right. Did you ever think when you did that movie so many years ago that people would be coming up to you today remembering it?
No, not at all. It blows me away. I think it's really cool.
What's the most strange thing you've seen this weekend at the convention?
The strangest thing.
Other than having Frankenhooker tattooed on a guy's head.
And his leg. That's two separate tattoos. That's love right there. The strangest thing I've seen. I met a really nice gentleman that came up to the table yesterday, and I bumped into him last night. He had on an evening gown and blonde hair. I would have never, ever guessed it was him. But he was beautiful. There's been a lot of interesting cats here. I don't know. The strangest. The pickled hand in the jar. Did you see that over there? That's pretty cool. I don't know. It's quite a few strange things going on. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of requests for interviews and stuff regarding Frankenhooker?
No, not really. I kind of lay low. To do this show, the gentleman had to do some really good detective work to find me, and he did. How impressive. And I'm glad he did. This has been a lot of fun. I want to do more for sure.
Cool. Now, what are you doing now?
Really? What am I doing? Yeah. All right. I live in South Florida, and I work for a cosmetic physician. You can't say plastic surgeon. He don't like that. You got to say cosmetic physician. Down there in South Florida, and it's pretty busy.
I guess there's a lot of a big demand for that down there.
There is quite a demand. You want to see a real horror show? You have to see lipo going on. That's pretty intense. Yeah, we specialize in smart lipo. I don't have anything to do with that, though. I do chemical peels, medical-grade chemical peels, and things with the skin. Yeah.
Now, you spoke of Doom Asylum and Frankenhooker. Those were the only two films you did, right?
You know, I haven't worked in a lot of years, but back then I did The Equalizer, and I did a part in a Woody Allen movie, but he cut the whole scene out. That was fun. What else did I do? Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. You said it all.
Was there any particular reason you didn't pursue acting more?
Well, I got married, and, you know, I have two beautiful little girls, and that took all my attention. Yeah.
Yeah, I know how it is. I've got two sons, and they kind of jump up in first place, don't they?
They sure do.
Now, when you look back over your career and what you've done, what are you most thankful for?
My career and what I've done. Most thankful for my two little girls. That's the best thing I've ever done. But it's all been great. I'd do it all again. Yeah.
And if there's any aspiring actors or actresses out there listening, have any advice for them?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? When I started out, it was back in the 80s. What? And it was different then. Everybody had shoulder pads, and I was kind of went a different route. Yeah. No advice, I guess. Yeah. Don't do cartwheels naked on the beach.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Now, one more question. You had mentioned that you were in Penthouse magazine. How did you get involved with that?
Well, I modeled before that, and I did a lot of posters, a lot of, like, posters on a bicycle, workout-type posters, bikini-type things, and then I got involved with Penthouse, and I really got involved with the Penthouse family. Bob Guccione and Kathy, his wife, were like, they just kind of took me, they took in a stray cat, right here. And it was a great company to work for. I traveled all over the world just to promote their magazine and met all kinds of interesting people that I wouldn't have ever had the chance to meet. Yeah, it was a really different time. Very, very, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. Their house was just so unbelievably awesome. They had 24 karat gold toilet seats. And really, they had these dogs, these Rhodesian Ridgebacks. And one or two of them had gold teeth. Yeah. Yeah, that was before it was in, you know. These dogs were ahead of their time. It was just a whole different scene. It was a very cool time.
Well, cool. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out of your morning talking with me.
Oh, it's been nice to talk to you. Thank you.
I enjoyed meeting you, and I hope to see you at a convention again sometime.
All right. We'll see you next time.